Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and today is April 12th. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Now, before we get started, I'm looking for a volunteer for the to do the minutes. Was that a yes?
Did we lose? No.
It sounded like a yes to me.
I did it all year.
Well, your mom is.
And my dementia mother is living with me.
So,
knows what the minutes would look like.
Do we have a volunteer?
How long do we have to before we have to produce them?
Well,
don't ask me.
The statute says 5 working days, but we haven't done that in 2 years.
Well, but what does that mean?
It means
so, because if I accept responsibility to do this one, because they're probably going to be pretty short, because I can't, like, June, July, and August, not a chance.
Okay, why don't you take this one, and then you'll be off the hook.
Okay.
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 How's that sound?
Yep.
Okay, so here's the recorder.
Okay.
And I think it's easier to get it off the website, because we turn this in to the selectmen, and it gets on the website within a day or two.
Okay.
So then you just go to the website, and you can do it from that recording.
All righty.
Well, you can do it on your phone.
Do you want paper?
Do I want paper for what?
So you can take shorthand.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good.
No, you don't want to. Okay. All right.
No.
Discussion ensued is a good term.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wait, I don't need to, like, if there's long discussion about who's
no.
Type
so
of
if
minutes,
you look at our, if you read
to
our minutes,
okay.
It'll say discussion ensued. See the listen to the
listen
tape.
To audio.
The audio. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Is there nobody that could help us out?
We're getting there. See, look at the
what,
administrative assistant is under new business.
I saw that. I was very
okay.
excited about that.
So,
isn't there software that can take the verbal minutes and put it on print?
Probably, but we can't afford it.
That's
good. That's
good. We're very
committee
frugal.
Could use
we're
the
leanest
software.
Committee.
I actually dated one of the guys who was instrumental in that first voice recognition software.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right. So the first thing I want to do, since we have new people, is for everybody to introduce themselves. And just for those of you that don't know, this is Mike McGillin. He's our chief of police.
Yes, he is.
And Andrea Hansen is our town administrator. Okay. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do for work. You know, things like that. Dick, why don't you start?
Okay.
And here we go.
On January 1st, 1961, I became a resident and a taxpayer and a voter and a member of the town meeting, which is the legislative body. In 1982, I was elected to my first position as an auditor. I've been either elected or appointed official, I believe, since then. I love working here.
Do you like doing minutes, too?
I was just going to say.
I put 5 kids. Well, my wife and I put 5 kids. Through school.
And give us your name. You haven't even told us your name.
My name?
Yeah.
I'm Dick Snow.
Okay, good.
From East Depot.
Okay.
Candy at Depot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Steph, you're up.
I'm Stephanie Helmig, the school board representative. I moved into Candy when I was 13. And my husband and I moved back about 24 years ago.
Wow.
Homeowners over off of, South Road. 2 daughters, 19, 16. Both went through Candia and Pinkerton. That's about it. Love my town.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I'm vice president of finance for a family business. We monitor alarms, fire, medical.
Okay.
I'm Susan Gill. I moved to Candia in 2008. Can't do the math, probably 15 years ago now. I have two kids, both still in Moore School, although one is gearing up to start Pinkerton in the fall, which is very exciting. I work for BAE Systems, the defense contractor, and I work in their finance department. I manage their R&D division on the financial side.
She's our queen of cool spreadsheets.
Yes, and I really like Excel.
Do a lot of fun stuff with it. Nice. I dabble a little bit. So I'm Josh Reap. I moved to town late last year. And we're very excited and happy to be here. We've got a little one who's actually just going to bed right now. So that's why I got here by the skin of my teeth, because it's bath time and bedtime. Owen, he'll be in Moore School in a few years. He's only 16 months old right now.
That's exciting.
But we live over on New Boston. Great sunsets. My house is one of the ones, I guess, the issue with the builder was they clear-cut the lot.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Not my fault. I'm just learning this now.
You just bought the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm one of those houses. Yeah. So happy to be there. Everyone's been really great. We just I wanted an opportunity to get back to the community that we're living in, and here we are with that. Very happy to do it. I'm the president and CEO of a group called Associated Builders and Contractors, based in Concord, but we represent commercial, industrial, multifamily, residential contractors, all scopes of work. Big companies that do $1 billion a year, right down to your mom and pop plumbing company. So we provide education, training, and other services for them. And as one of those, I manage a budget. So I figured if I'm running $1 million nonprofit, I could probably give back to my town in some capacity. So happy to be here and kind of lend my help.
Great. I'm Lynn Chivers. Excuse me. I moved to Candia in 1974. I was 13.
Just like you. I didn't say my age.
Just like you. I've been on the budget committee for 15 years now. So I'll work together to understand what's going on and how this whole process works. I'm retired. I used to work for Social Security for 33 years. And now I have the best job ever. I don't go to work every day. Oh, and I have two kids that went through the Moore School. They're grown now. And I'm going to have a grandchild in the Moore School next year. Nice. Not this year, but next year.
I can't believe that. It's mind-blowing.
I'm Brenda Coughlin, and I moved to Candia in 95. I live up in East Candia, too, on Lankford Road. This is my second year on the budget committee, and the first year was just such a huge learning experience. So don't beat yourself up when you're looking at reports and they kind of don't make sense. My husband is also involved in the community. He's on the planning board, just got voted in on the planning board, and we enjoy giving back to the community as well. And I am retired. Both my husband and I retired officially in February, but I'm a 45-year registered nurse, done a lot of different things, and I'm loving retirement.
You want me to rub it in?
But wait till you get there. It really is great.
I'm counting down by less than five. Oh. Katrina Niles, we have been here since 1994. I have two girls, 28 and 29, both went through Moore School and went to Central. My husband and I have a lawn fertilizing business.
I need to talk to you.
And this is my third term.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I'm starting my third term.
Wow.
It's a budget committee. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yep, so that's me.
Bill Safi, live on Patton Hill Road. We moved here 3 years ago. Absolutely love Candia. Came from Massachusetts. And unfortunately, I work for the state of Massachusetts as a highway repair foreman. And I'm used to wasting tons of money, and I can't stand it. But it's out of my control. I have grandchildren that go to the Moore School, and my daughter lives right directly next door to me.
Nice.
How nice is that?
It is amazing.
Who's your daughter?
Amanda Shuffalo.
Oh, okay.
The new house, right?
Oh, the new house. Yes. The new house.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Right on the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we after we bought a house, we found out there were 5 lots.
Okay.
And the one kid that had grandchildren got the house.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I'm Susan Young. I'm the selectman's rep. I've been a selectman, I think, 8 years? Nine years? I don't know. I've lost count. My parents were born here. My grandparents were born here. I've been here forever. I'm not going to tell you how many years that is. My son just moved back and bought a property, just like Lynn has a son who's moved back, and they hope to build if interest and everything else goes down. I'm trying to be a retired teacher. I sub a lot just because there are no teachers to get for subs, so I'm doing that to keep a little bit busy.
That's it. Good.
You sub in Candia too?
No.
No?
Well, no.
You wouldn't want to?
I'm not sure I do because I know people and I know.
Oh, okay.
It's easier sometimes,
I think.
That's
true.
Not to.
Yeah, but aren't all those people gone like you?
Some of them. I might because it's a mile up the road.
Yeah.
I live right around the corner from
here.
Yeah. I'm 43, so it's nice and close.
Okay. The first thing we're going to do tonight is election of officers.
I'd like to make a motion.
Wait.
I was going to say, I'd like to. Okay, Stephanie, I'll second it.
Okay, we'll start with the chairman. Is there any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Is there another nomination?
Fourth.
Fifth.
So moved.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I guess that's me. Okay, vice chairman.
Do you want that, Brenda?
I'm not competent to
do
that.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything.
Unless Linda's not here, and she's always here.
Susan's been.
She's never
Susan,
not been
you want
here.
That? Oh, yeah.
I'd like to nominate Susan.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Yeah. Any other nominations? All in favor? Good. I'm feeling ill.
Wait, so
yes.
Oh, yeah, secretary? Do we do that?
Oh, secretary. Mm-mm, mm-mm. Yeah, see, if you get to be the vice chairman, you're not the secretary.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I already have
okay with
that
now.
Next to me.
Okay, secretary.
It's called clerk, isn't it?
I don't know. We call it a secretary, but it's...
I nominate Katrina.
What?
You can nominate me. It's
yes,
nice.
I do.
I
actually, these gentlemen...
We have a set of bylaws.
I don't have them right here in front of me, but yeah.
We got a nomination.
Katrina.
And I second it.
It'd be nice if I could get a copy of those, Lynn.
I'll email it to you. I'm not sure if we call them bylaws. I sent them to you. What were they called? Procedures and policies and procedures?
Policies and procedures.
We have a policies and procedures. But I can email that to you, Dick.
Actually, can you email me as well? I should probably know that better than I do.
You know, I'll send it to everybody. I just sent it to these two guys. I'll send it to everybody else.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Did everybody vote for you?
Right, we haven't voted yet. Okay. Any other nominations for secretary? All in favor of Katrina?
Aye.
Okay, this is...
Yay, Katrina.
This is it. Okay. Now, before we get started, since we have a couple new members, there's just a couple things I'd like to remind everybody. And you guys have heard my little speech before. Everything we do is done in public.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you have an opinion about something that we're doing, it comes out in public. It doesn't, the only thing that you'll get on email is, this is when the meeting is, here's the minutes, you need to go into the office and sign the MS-27, whatever. You'll get just those kind of things. But we don't ever discuss things on email, and we that's inappropriate. And this is a very, very nice group. We don't fight with each other. We don't argue. We don't... Well, I've heard that other places. We don't get nasty. We don't agree, maybe, but we're all polite
respectful.
And courteous and respectful,
yeah.
And I'm sure that'll stay that way.
Excellent.
Okay. So the first item of business is approve the minutes from the previous meetings. So we'll start with the minutes from January 11th. Any changes or corrections to the January 11th meeting minutes? What?
I was going to say, I wonder if Corey's name was spelled right, but I...
Is Bicky? Oh.
I can never
remember. I thought he spelled it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Is it?
I-Z-B-I-C-K-I.
Is Bicky,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
I thought
that's
it was
right.
Nice, but I guess.
Yeah, good job. Okay, okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Why don't I make it easy? I move that we approve the minutes of January 11th, 2022...
Okay.
February 4th, 2023.
Wait. February
9th, 2023,
actually,
as presented.
The meeting dates.
Okay,
wrong.
Does anybody...
The meeting dates wrong?
Well, it's 23rd, 23. This isn't from last year. This is from this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
it's
thank
22.
You.
Okay.
I'll fix that.
Is it okay if we include the other 2 minutes
mm-hmm.
with this?
Yeah.
Did I put 23 or 23? Okay. Dick made a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, now let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, we have enough people to approve. Okay, now would you
yeah.
send in your approved and
I'll
send
it.
In mine?
I'll fix it.
Okay,
yeah.
So all in favor of approving all 3 sets of minutes?
So can you just say your name?
Dick.
Dick.
Stephanie. Susan. Lynn.
Brenda.
And Katrina.
Okay.
And then
abstain.
The others have to abstain.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
I'm
abstain.
Susan,
Lynn.
Sue, and Bill, and Josh abstain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. We're good with that?
Yep.
Brenda, are you taking notes?
I'm fixing the previous.
Oh, what you did previous.
Oh, no, that's the last time I'm doing a note.
She has to do January 11th. She has to
the
do
whole
January
year.
11th. Okay. Now, next item of business, minutes, questions from the last meeting. There was a couple of questions. Stephanie, Rob Jones asked about the fire safety code requirements. Will they be added to the priority list and funds may be left of this budget to be used towards those improvements? Both Corey and Stephanie could not answer the question.
Well, I sent along a Turner report. We do have a quote, and we will be reviewing it at the June meeting.
So I'm trying to remember exactly what Rob's question was about the fire safety code. Do you remember exactly what it...
Right now, we have a system that needs to be updated.
Yeah.
And there are certain codes about, you know, for hearing impaired students, things like that. So I don't know if that's the code that he was talking about, the updated code, where there has to be certain, you know, flashers in the bathrooms. I know that we have flashers,
yes.
You know, the lights that go off
yeah.
during fire and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I also remember from that, I sent along a report from the Turner
okay.
group.
Okay.
So we do have a finalized quote to bring us up to code working order that
okay.
we will be discussing during the meeting.
Okay. The other question is, Sue, you weren't here, but this was a question for Russ about the encumbrances. Tires for the tractors at the recycling center, Russ Dan was unable to clarify.
If it was one tire, 4 tires, 2 machines.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
There were a lot of encumbrances.
Yeah, so this, you can tell us next meeting.
Okay.
It was tires for tractors at the recycling center, and it was an encumbrance.
It was an encumbrance, but it was also a new budget item, but they were separate.
Oh, that's right, because we didn't know. That's right. It was also a new budget item. That's why we had a question. Okay. Now, Dick asked about the Recycling Center Capital Improvement Reserve Fund. So I looked in the town report, because, of course, we didn't have the town report on January 11th. So I looked in the town report, and on page 122, it says there's $30,000 Recycle Center Equipment and Capital Improvement Fund. There's $30,000 in there.
What year is that?
This is Last year, 2022.
2022, but it isn't in the 2021. That was the question, where is it?
Oh, it wasn't in 2021? Oh, well, it's there now.
That's the one that I said, that's strange, it isn't even in here.
Oh. It's the year that it was established.
Was 2022 the first year we had it?
I think it says the year on it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I know it's microscopic.
Wait a minute, 20, here we go.
It should say it.
TD Bank, 2022, you're right. So it was established in 2022. So that's why it wasn't in 2021. Okay?
Yeah, because you have to vote on it before you can put it in.
It's a long article.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, and those are the only questions that I found. I don't think there are any other questions. Okay. Okay, new business. The administrative assistant. We have one.
No way.
Yes.
Really? Wow. No wonder it was going to be short-lived.
Yeah. Well, it's been a year.
Wow. It's been more.
Where'd you find the person?
She sent a letter to the selectman's office. Her name is Joan Monaco. She lives in Hooksett. I spoke to her just a few days ago. That's why she's not here tonight. She's a wonderful candidate. I mean, and I just, we're so lucky. I just am thrilled.
Is it just for us or for the town?
It's just for us.
Okay.
It's for us. I talked to Andrea, if somebody else, she's working, she's just retiring from full-time work in Massachusetts, so she's commuting back and forth to Massachusetts.
Oh, jeez.
And obviously this is not a lot of hours, so, you know. But I think everybody's going to just be thrilled. She's a wonderful lady.
She would be attending the meetings with us?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So she'll attend the meetings. She'll do the minutes. I got her resume. I only
volunteered to do this one. I
We nominated you until.
That's why you're going to be off the hook. Because as of next meeting.
You better get her on board.
I'm only agreeing to do this one.
That's right.
Somebody else will have to take up the next one if we don't hire her.
Well, I already hired her.
Yeah.
Okay. I already hired her, and she accepted.
Okay.
I
Yay.
Had to, so.
Right, what's her
so
name?
That means I don't have to
Joan.
Do a really great job.
Yes, you do. Joan Monaco is her name.
Monaco?
Monaco. M-O-N-A-C-O.
Like Grace of Monaco? Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Like Grace Kelly.
That's awesome. Grace,
so that's the good news.
Oh, that's good.
That's really good news.
Okay. Now, I wanted to say something about the spam emails.
Oh, I did.
Wait. Yes.
Are we offering her what it was from the budget, or are we offering her with the COLA that's in there for this year?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I looked at what Casey was making, and I looked at what we're paying now, because Casey hasn't been here for over a year, and I paid her in the middle of that.
Well,
she was happy
have a
with
motion
it.
On that, then.
Okay, I offered her $18 an hour. If anybody would like to make,
I'll make a motion.
Okay, is there a second? Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good. And I told her that. We already have our budget for this year. We'll have enough money because obviously we didn't pay her January, February, March, and April. And then at the end of the year, we can review her hourly rate.
I was going to say her 30 days just to keep her or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can review. Yeah, because we'll have enough money in our budget this year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful.
Yay.
Perfect.
Yes. Okay, spam emails. This has happened a few times, and I just want to bring it up to everybody so you know. Brenda got a couple. The building inspector got an email purportedly from me, one of those where I want you to go to Walmart and get some gift cards.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Doesn't work all the time.
And put them on your credit card. And
yeah, put on your credit card, of course, and
that's
we'll reimburse you. And then you got...
I got it from you, remember?
And then Brenda got some that said, like, can I talk to you? Or what are you doing?
I got one from Brian.
I got the ones from Brian.
I just ignored it.
Yeah, they're bouncing around.
So anyway.
It's from you, too.
It's not me.
Can't Block 5 block those?
I don't know.
They do to a certain extent. But if they're, I think what it is that if it's in your, like if the person who's sending it is somebody that you know, I don't think it kicks it out because I get weird ones.
But if you look at the address.
If you look at the address.
But they spell your name wrong too.
Well, they put Alin Chivers and I don't ever, if you get something that says that, it's not for me. Okay, so just, if it looks funny, it is
funny.
Yeah.
I always pick up the phone and call someone if I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I want everybody to have everybody's phone number. If I really want to ask you a question, I might text you. You know, like, are you going to be there tonight or something? You know, if something like that. But I'm not going to send you thing and say, can I talk to you now?
No.
Yes, Dick.
Len, you're using Google Groups to do our emailing thing.
Yes.
I'd suggest it would be better if we'd run it through Catherine and put it in there and use that one. You'll have less problems with the emails.
Well, we
talk to Catherine and just what she does is put in a municipal budget committee, just like cemetery trustees. The thing comes into cemetery trustees. Catherine looks at it. If it's got a problem, she doesn't put it out. And that's a better way of communicating on email than using Google.
I believe that they charge us for that. And that's the reason we use Gmail.
There's no charge for that.
Well, Catherine only gets paid to be the web. She doesn't get paid to go through our emails. And she only gets paid to control the web.
She takes care of that. There's a number of ones that are using that.
Well, you know what? I'll check with Catherine and talk to her about it.
I'd suggest that instead of Google Groups, because Google Groups are going down anyway.
I'll check with her. She might have a suggestion.
Is she like our webmaster?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, you said you're not sure exactly what the budget committee does. during the year, we mostly, you'll see we have reports from the school and the town, because we're responsible for school and town budgets. And we don't have any authority to tell either one of them what to do, but we can say they have to respond to our requests. So we can say, why are you spending so much money on XYZ? So during the year, we look at their expenditure and the revenue reports. We ask questions if there's something that we don't understand. And then near the end of the year, we get to budget season. And they submit to us, both of them, their recommended budgets. We make the decision on what budget goes to the taxpayers. So we look at their budget and say, this is a good idea, this is not enough money, or this is too much money. And we, through many public hearings and meetings, make decisions about the budget. And then that goes to the taxpayers.
Is there a dollar amount that is spent that has to go out to bid versus they can just go out and buy what they want?
Yeah, there is.
Is it 10?
10,000.
Okay. And the school, I'm sure, has the same thing.
I can find out the amount.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Dick?
I am very impressed with the reports that we got this month.
Oh, good. Good. We got different ones. I haven't had... Have you looked at the town ones?
Yes, what I was looking at.
Okay.
I haven't seen one.
The town ones are different.
Revenue and expenses this time.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So... The town ones are a little different. We have a new financial person at the town, and we have a new financial person at the school. And the financial person at the school has been, I think, doing a wonderful job.
And that's Corey.
Corey, yeah.
And they're both very cooperative. So if we say, you know, could you give us this little extra information, they're really good about that. Okay. So during the year, we look at these reports, and then when we get to budget season, now the school... year for money runs from July through June, okay, and the town runs January through December. Mm. So when we look at the school reports, they're getting close to the end of the year.
Yep.
We look at the town reports, we've barely started. We've only done the first quarter. So it's a lot different when you're looking at the separate reports because they're not the same. Okay, so the first thing we're going to look at is the Town of Candia. We don't go through every line. We just look at the report. If anybody has a question, we either ask Sue or Steph. If they don't know the answers, they'll come back to us next month with the answers.
So when does the fiscal year begin for the town?
January 1st. And the school's July 1st.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So the budget we just voted on is for 24.
Mm. Yeah, we just voted on.
That was the hardest one for me to grasp.
Yeah, because
it's, so
no, for 20, it's for this year.
Wow, talk about planning things out.
23, not 24.
Yeah, because we've already voted.
School
budget.
Oh, school budget. Yes, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the town.
24,
no, the school
25.
Is a 24-25, yeah. Okay, so here's the income report. So she's giving us year-to-date revenue, prior year, and two prior years. So there's 22 and 21 there, just for comparison purposes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I like that. My only thing is, like, if it was prior year as of this date, so we know how we are as of this date. You know what I mean?
Oh, the year-to-date. Instead of the total year.
So like if we're at the end of quarter one, could we get quarter one of last fiscal year?
Yeah, like this is year to date.
It is.
So this prior year total is a prior year total
year to date.
To April.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that we are comparing.
Your expenses today, now your revenues is not. It's for the entire year.
I was saying,
I'm looking at, yeah, I'm looking at the revenues and I'm thinking,
I'm like,
oh.
The revenues is totally we're working on trying to get it.
Okay, I got you.
So the revenues are the total year and the... Okay.
Okay.
I was like, I knew we spent more than $900,000.
Yeah. Okay. Just, does anybody have any questions right now on the revenue report?
Oh, where's the card? Motor vehicle registration. Yeah, not bad. At least a contract.
Okay, so let's look at the expenditure report for the town. So this is, okay, the current year approved, that's what's approved by the budget, the current year expended, which would be just a few months,
mm-hmm.
and current year available,
what's left.
Yeah.
Oh, what's left?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Prior year actual, so that would be the year-to-date amount.
Oh, year-to-date, yeah.
And prior year.
Is that, and then... Prior year to actual would be the year to date.
The year before.
The year before. Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of nice to have.
Yeah. So that gives us an idea. If we say, oh my gosh, we've already spent $21,000 on whatever, I can't read the lines. Oh, that's right. We didn't have a town administrator. I didn't mean to pick on you, Andrea. We'll go down to $69,000 on software support and see prior year two, for the whole, at this time, we'd only spend $29,000, and it's $69,000, whatever. All right.
And some we spend at the very beginning of the year, and some
right.
we don't spend.
Like town report.
Town report.
Exactly.
Is,
yeah.
Waiting for the school.
Yeah. to pay.
Oh.
Yeah. Little reminder, Stephanie.
Pretty much what we got from Donna.
Okay.
I mean, it looks different.
Yeah, a little different, but all the information.
But
there.
The information.
If you like that, then we'll be going with that. Legal expenses are way up.
What?
Legal expenses are way up.
Yeah. For the town?
Yeah, we have a couple of planning board cases that are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One. One big one.
Mm-hmm.
What line was that?
On the second page three.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Yes.
Ouch.
So we just have 27,000 left.
Oh no, really?
No,
we have 6,200 left.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
We're gonna break the bank on that one.
It's not done.
Mm.
But remember, we can move money.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
It's a bottom line budget,
right.
So
right.
Take it from somewhere else. Like health insurance.
That's always a good one.
Yeah. No, really, because health insurance is over budgeted. Health
yeah.
insurance is over budgeted.
Not everybody takes it.
Yeah.
But you also, we have possible new offices, correct, that we can be hiring.
We budgeted.
Oh, do you?
We budgeted for that.
Did you pick up
couple more.
We have one, so we have an open full-time vacancy.
And a part-timer for.
Pardon?
And a part-time for school.
True.
Are you hiring them for the school?
The resources.
Yeah, the resource officer, are you hiring them?
We're hiring them.
But we.
It's in their budget.
Okay, well, you should have oversight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you look at page six, there's the ambulance.
Oh.
The ambulance.
It's not, it's not, it's not first anymore.
For a good reason.
Just burns me. On the highway.
What?
When they have to go to the highway and it's not in our town.
That's right.
Like, my goodness, the other day.
Mm.
That was the last. Going west, 101, holy moly, 2, 3.
But if you think about it, if you're someplace else and you get in an accident, you really don't want them to say, sorry, but you don't live in our town.
I get it.
And if Auburn comes to us.
Yeah. They do.
And it's mutual aid. They all work together.
Everybody helps. Yeah. So.
I wonder where roads, where are we going? How are we doing on the winter highways and streets? Here we go.
Yeah, this is.
So that's on page 7.
Winter,
page 8.
Okay.
Oh, but see, it's not separated out. Remember we had it separated out for winter? Oh, but excess.
Isn't that the excess?
That's the Warren article.
Salt mine, winter salt, winter sand, winter payrolls.
Right.
There you go.
But remember, it used to be separate.
On my street Warren article, which he's already dipped into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I notice
for
revenue, here. They said that the ambulance, we were told Monday that the ambulance so far has gotten, I think it's 79,000 in. This, but I don't see that under revenue.
Well, aren't they keeping?
Because it's in the revolving fund. It doesn't go to the town.
It's in
the
and they're keeping
right.
it all for
and they're
right.
keeping it.
They're keeping it for a new ambulance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's in the revolving.
It could be
used for
several different. Well, that they commented that they were perhaps saving for a new.
Yes.
We're in discussion.
There was discussion
on that right now.
Discussion on that.
They're talking about the new ambulance.
Okay. I mean, it looks good. The one driving around town. Looks
well, they're
good.
Talking about the new one now. Okay. All right. Street lights. Let's see. Health insurance. Solid waste.
I mean, it looks really good. They take excellent care of it.
Oh, see, she has these in order by budget number. They used to be alphabetical.
Oh, I thought it was up. Yeah.
So I mean, like I said, we'll just have to get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Did the warrant article for the improvements at the recycling center pass?
It did.
Everything passed.
Did.
Except
yeah.
for Keno.
Keno's the only thing that didn't.
Oh, poor first stop.
Well, you know, they came closer this year.
I know.
Well, you know, it's about
like
time
for
them to stop doing
it. It wasn't
that.
By a lot.
I think it was 4 votes or something.
Yeah. It wasn't very many.
Okay, anything else on here? So if you look at, you know, if you look at what we spent so far, it's hard to say because it's, you know, only April.
Mm-hmm. But it's only first quarter.
Yeah.
It's a snapshot in time.
Yeah.
So.
No.
I probably shouldn't say.
Percentage time, it's roughly a quarter of what we budgeted for.
Yeah. So, I think.
Is there a way to have this report add on to it, a percentage to budget?
I believe you can. Like, our expenditure reports we give out to the departments, there is a percentage, so I'll see if you can squeeze that in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
We used to have that on the school, but we don't.
Okay, let's move on to the school report.
So, just want to say before we delve into it, this budget was not created by the current business administrator.
Okay.
Just because, you know.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
We tried to get closer this year.
Okay.
To reality.
We'll look at the enrollment reports first.
Okay.
We have more children for. I know, 5 kids, hooray!
That's huge.
But high school was down.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's tuition, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
See, there's a continuing issue here because our school enrollment is dropping, even though our school costs are going up. So we're always happy to see new children because basically it costs the same amount of money. And
just makes you, it feels better.
Feels better. When our kids were there, there were over 500 children in the Moore School.
I really love the personalized learning that we're able to do.
I can't imagine 500 kids in that school, though. It's just...
They're engineers. They did well. They did very well.
Yep.
It was a different time.
Crowded.
It was different.
Different.
It was different.
I think there were like or 68 kids in Lydia's class.
Wow. Right, and they were divided by two.
Yeah.
Right, not, but yeah.
Okay, so there's the Moore School enrollment, and then the other report is the high school enrollment. And that's going down because the class sizes used to be a lot bigger at the Moore School, and now those kids are graduating. So they're in high. So let's see. Are they getting bigger? Oh, see, look at it. 30 kids in kindergarten.
That's good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fourth grade is still small.
Yeah, we only have one.
And they're all boys or something, right?
Really?
We have a lot of boys in town.
Really?
A lot of boys.
Generally speaking, yeah, you go by any of the bus stops and they're all boys.
Girls in the
so if you want yard work done.
We have one little fourth grade girl.
Yeah, I think there's only one of these
for
school,
real.
Right?
Poor soul.
Yeah, we have like a bunch of third graders, a bunch of fifth graders, and one fourth grader.
Oh.
Wow.
Now I understand why.
Okay, so there's the high school enrollment. Okay, and then here's the expenditure report for the school, which obviously is a lot bigger because their budget is a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. And the warrant articles in here, the 2.5 or whatever.
At the end.
I saw it at the end.
Yeah,
and then,
at the end.
And then they separated
interest.
It out.
Yeah. Principal and interest.
Yeah.
Look at what we're paying for interest.
I know, isn't that unbelievable?
So, one of my thoughts. I mean, I have a couple thoughts with the... Because we don't have any prepaid penalties. So, we have to look at what we need to return to the town versus what we could maybe pay off principal.
I was looking at that because it looks like about 600.
Yes.
Yeah, 600,000.
I was wondering if you could put that on to that.
Yes. But I...
But, well, you need the board's approval, but...
Yes, but my goal is to, let you guys know ahead of time. Like, obviously the fire system we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But any other, what we feel could be spent, not be spent. But then I was looking at it, I was like, we could pay some of the principal.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Put it right on the principal.
Yeah.
What's the interest rate on that, do you remember?
It was...
8 or 9.
What was the question?
What was the interest rate
on the lease?
On the lease.
So gosh, that would make a whole lot of sense to use that to pay
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah, when they separated that out, I was...
I know.
I have a question about the buses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know everybody's unhappy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But why, where am I? Now, that's, where's the buses?
Transportation.
City, page 7.
Last page.
Right above the...
Okay. Why are we overspent on the bus? Now, I understand about the sped. Because one child can do that. But the regular buses were overspent. I thought we were, penalizing the bus company because they...
Well, we want our kids to get to school at the moment. So it's a little fragile. We do have a new contract with First Student for the school year. What year am I in? 23, 24.
First for 24, 25 is with the new bus company?
Yeah, but 23, 24.
23.
We voted in for 23, 24.
All right.
Um, So I'll ask what the overspend is. I think a lot of it is the fuel surcharges because of the price of fuel. Huh. But.
Mm. And are we getting new buses, though, I heard? Mm.
New system, new
they've ordered
company.
New buses.
And they're going to be kept in a shed where?
Hooksett. They're going to be building, well, not building. The there's land near Granite Hills.
Yes.
That they are going to put like a modular office like they have over at, mm-hmm. You know, Danae's property mm-hmm. over there. And that's where they'll house the buses. But it's outdoor storage.
But didn't we have to contribute to that?
It's part of the budget.
Does the town own the buses?
No, the mm-hmm. company. So like right now we are with STA, who has been in breach of contract and... Mm-hmm. They're having trouble with drivers and such, and we've already had 7 of the drivers that work for STA apply to first student. So we're only short like 1 or 2 bus drivers for the new first student.
So will that eliminate the line of drop-offs and pickups?
Not a chance.
I wish they'd go to the smaller buses.
They cost the same.
Well, somebody said that, but then somebody else said the gas to run them obviously is lower because it's mm-hmm. a smaller bus. The tires aren't as expensive, and I don't understand why we don't use a smaller bus. You know, I mean, to see them driving around.
In the past, I was told it's the same amount of money, but I can ask again.
Yeah. I to see 2 or 3 kids in the
I
buses.
I would imagine that the biggest bulk of the cost is the driver. It's not the bus.
Oh, you think so? The mm-hmm. the salary?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Labor is the biggest expenditure.
Yep, and I think that we should put a surcharge. You should have to pay a fee to pick up and drop your kid off at school. Yes.
I love picking my kids up.
Well, the other thing, we could go back to charging for high school like we used to.
But it was only like $100 a kid.
It was $75
for a half, yes.
And I mean, yeah. $150, but they took that away, so that revenue is gone now. I don't know. Seems like that wouldn't be too bad for most families.
I don't know, the pickup and drop off, it generates a lot of pollution.
You think?
Uh huh. Nobody shuts their cars off.
True.
They don't. And they cause traffic jams. I mean, not necessarily through here, but man, sometimes, like in Auburn.
Oh, they do it there too?
Oh, did you see Pinkerton?
It's, you don't want to go through there mm-mm. at 2 o'clock. Huh. And I don't know how that's possible because their parking lot is full. Mm. It's nuts.
Yeah, I can bring up the charging again. And I'll ask, you know, in the past when I asked, I was told the smaller buses cost the same, but we have a new company, so
yeah, just
we can ask.
It just doesn't make sense to me logistically.
I mean, did we get rid of the fee for high school because people complained about it, or we just got rid of it?
I think they figured it was such a small amount and it wasn't racking up too much.
But 150 times 150 kids.
Yeah, that's, you know.
So they're driving by junior-ish year. Yeah, junior year. Yeah.
But only if they can get a parking permit.
But then you've got...
That's true.
Like,
and they don't get in trouble.
Their parking lot is full. And it's
so like my daughter parks at the church.
Yeah.
And then you got kids that park at Shaw's
they,
or
they park everywhere.
Plaza is, yeah.
Oh. It's crazy.
It's a big campus.
You wouldn't. Oh, you couldn't imagine how big their parking lot is, and then all the kids that have to park off campus.
It's a little college.
It's crazy.
Well, my daughter parks at the church because it's closer for her to park there than it is for her to park.
Does she have to pay to park at the church? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
You have to pay.
Yeah.
For Pinkerton as well.
Yes.
It's like $150 a year.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Any questions on the school expenditure report?
I just love your idea, Stephanie, of taking that and putting it towards a prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as we get closer, I'd like to kind of know.
Well, it'll go down. Yeah.
You know, we want our tax rate. So anything we return, does it go definitely to the tax rate or does it go to the school?
No, everybody thinks that the school returns money. They don't return money.
Or
it's just less money that we have to give you. As we're making the payments quarterly. It's not that you give it back.
So my thought is it would be nice for those funds that don't have to get paid out go to the tax rate, but the select board can still do whatever they want with the funds.
Yeah. Yeah. They can use it to increase the fund balance.
Yeah.
And not reduce taxes.
But I think we're pretty healthy on that, especially we passed the warrant article. I don't think that's going to be necessary, in my opinion.
Yeah, it'd just be nice if we could go to the tax rate.
Well, yeah, I just have to keep it level for a while here with the...
Are there deferred maintenance things that the school needs to have done that would cost more later if they don't do them now?
So the fire system is a big one. We've about $100,000. And then Becky said she has a couple of things to present, but right now we just finished with the air handlers and that $2 million.
It was last year, right? Mm-hmm. Last year there was what, 2.2?
2.5 or 2.2?
Yeah, 2.
A warrant article that was a lease, and the company had all these
E&E of New England did a lease, and we did energy efficient lighting, the air handlers, the roof.
That was a long list of stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
It's online, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. We still have some other issues, but they're going into the new. Planning board,
capital improvement. Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, we definitely want to do the fire system, and then take a look at any of the other bigger items to see.
Okay.
Does anyone look for grants for stuff?
Yes. Well, for school, yes.
But wouldn't the fire system be under a grant?
Right now, a lot of the grants are for COVID resources or
COVID's
mental
done.
Health. Yeah, mental health.
Mm. About electric buses.
Oh, don't say electric, please.
I know, I don't like the idea.
No,
but
our fossil fuels are used to make electricity.
I like where you're thinking with that, though. In my experience, talking to my builders that do this work, there isn't much for like hard asset improvement grants. That I'm aware of, anyway. You know, to your point, it's mostly the mental.
Marge is pretty good. Our assistant superintendent, who's retiring.
Oh no! When?
June 30th.
Is that bad?
You know, Jeff. Oh, it is. Jeff, the same guy who helps our fire department, could help you with that. He can write a grant, and he gets them.
Really?
Yeah, Jeff LaBrie. I have his contact if you want that. And especially where it's fire.
Yeah.
He got us a $600,000. Mm-hmm. And
really?
Oh, yeah, he's excellent. He's gotten the town of Candia almost $1 million. And he's just been doing it for how many years now? You probably know.
Like, there's grants for safety, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. bulletproof glass, videos for all the doors, things that would help protect against an active shooter, things like that.
He might be able to help you.
Or Congressman Pappas or one of our senators may have some sort of handle on this. They have professional grant people that do nothing but keep track of this.
He was actually in last week.
Oh, he was?
Huh. Yeah. So I have a name if you want to contact me.
Yeah, I'll mention it to Marge. She's pretty good at grabbing up the money.
Do I know his place in her?
Not yet. And then the assistant principal has resigned as well.
Are you going to replace that position?
I don't know.
Unfortunately, with the state of affairs, with the behavioral issues that we have going in nowadays, we couldn't. Becky would just be spending her days with behavioral issues. So, unfortunately, that position is needed.
Okay. Any more questions on the school expenditure report? No. All right.
I figured I'd have more questions to go through, but...
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Brenda. We got some sped questions.
Don't ask for trouble. Wait till later on.
Okay, so...
Well, that's what caught my eye when I first looked through it.
Our next meeting is going to be on May 10th, which is the second Wednesday in May. Is there anything else that anyone would like to discuss before we adjourn?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this might be maybe later in the year, that we could talk about this, but there was one person on social media that had put some a little feedback about wishing that we would break down the warrant articles and put it actually the estimated tax impact under each warrant article instead of the blanket, and they also had recommended that it should be reflective per thousand instead of a $300,000 example. And that might be something. I looked at Nottingham, and they did it that way, and it looked...
Yeah, I'll bring you Mayor really, Max. Yeah. They do the same
thing.
Yeah,
okay. We can change the format.
Maybe we can look at that. Yeah. And also, would it be helpful to us to, as we get closer to the budgets, having the directors come and talk to us about their needs so that we have a better understanding of why they're asking for the money?
Well, if we have specific questions, we can go back to them. But I don't, I'm trying to think.
They do come.
They come. Like the Fitz Museum, they get $4,000. They don't come and explain to us what they are. But it's in the town report. We can look and see how they're spending their $4,000. And the Smith Building, we always have questions, and Carla always comes because we question everything that they do up there.
Well, I was just thinking if we had a better understanding of where the things are changing. I think of the planning board, and they really... and then I think about how... we get blamed when some budgets get cut, but yet do we really understand why they're...
Well,
us department heads.
Yeah, those are the department
heads. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I call directors, but yeah.
Yeah, and we always welcome them, and we used to, many, many years ago, we used to tell them all to come, and they were, we didn't really have a lot of questions for most of them, because, like I said, the Fitz Museum... Okay, you get your $4,000.
But you know what? But if they if they're coming and they have a $50,000 increase in their budget,
oh,
and
yeah,
we're
then
looking,
definitely we'll have questions.
They should come
and
help us understand.
Yeah, and they'll come.
I don't remember a lot of
the cemetery trustees came because we cut their budget and then they explained why they wanted more.
Okay,
and so we can.
It would be helpful.
Everybody's required to give us the information that we request. I mean, that's in the statute. Mm-hmm. So if we are questioning why, I'll pick on the Fitz Museum, why they're spending $1,000, they're required to explain to us why they're spending $1,000. Mm-hmm. It's just part of the whole process. And a lot of it is in the town report. Yes.
And also what's enlightening is to come to our, like when we first went,
I was just
going
to say that.
September,
to me, that's the most valuable meeting.
The department heads are all there and they go through their budgets with us and what their needs
are. Is that the one that you did on like a Friday?
September.
Yeah.
Yes.
We
did it Friday night.
I Zoomed.
Time,
Friday,
but it's on
Saturday.
Zoom.
I did Zoom. No, I Zoom. I did do that on Zoom.
Yeah.
It's
and it tells
meeting,
every single thing.
Because you have all your department heads here.
And you can always listen to the tape if you want.
Yes.
If you or doing other things on a Friday night, which is hard to believe.
If you have a life.
But we're retired, so every day is a Saturday.
Yes.
Gosh.
That sounds awesome.
I wish. I can't possibly work that hard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it was like Friday at 4:30.
Yeah,
it was
an odd day. Yeah.
We were trying to, our employees, we didn't want them to have to stay until 8 or 7.
Okay, one more item that I forgot about. You brought up social media. So we do not discuss items. We do not discuss budget committee items on social media. Okay, now it's okay to say, if people say, I don't know when the budget committee meets, you can tell them, go to the town website, because it's all there, or you can say they meet on the second Wednesday. Information. But if somebody says, I think it's terrible that the budget committee took money from the cemeteries because they need it, zip it up, because we don't discuss that on social media. Okay?
You defend it here.
We discuss it here. So if somebody has a problem, they can come to us and we can explain, but we don't do that on social media. So if you want to have your opinions on something other than the budget committee, that's none of our business. But when we get to the budget committee, it all happens right here in public. Now, it could make it awkward for all of us if you criticize the fire, the highway department, because we are going to vote on the highway department budget. Well, if you go on social media and say, oh, they never do anything, I have potholes, they drive me crazy, my roads never, then it's kind of difficult when they come here asking for money, because you've already badmouthed them publicly. So just try to keep it to yourself, because now you're in a public position, and your words have a little more say, because we're voting on the budgets for all of these, groups, different. So just word to the wise. Okay?
Okay.
All right. If there's nothing else, is there a... Katrina's about to fall asleep.
No, I'm not.
The words were coming out of my mouth.
I was getting ready to second.
Okay, oh, you're here.
Point of inquiry, do we primarily utilize Robert's Rules of Order or some more?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because under Robert's Rules of Order, unless there's an additional budget or agenda item, you can just dismiss the meeting and not actually be in a formal vote.
Oh.
Just in case you wanted to. No.
We always
don't know. Yeah, that book keeps changing, Robert's Rules. It's
actually one page will conflict the next.
Exactly.
The other thing we don't do is, we have a discussion here, and some people don't get recognized. Like, I don't have to recognize it. If you start arguing with each other, then I will, then you'll have to get recognized. But we don't really get into that.
We don't argue.
No, well, we've had people argue, but nobody in this group is going to argue, so I don't have to worry. So, did you make a motion?
I did not. I'm going to second whoever makes
a second.
I'll make
a motion.
I'll second it.
Sue makes a motion to adjourn. You second it.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll see you all in another month. And Joel.